right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know that tonight is a special night. We're going to worship, but then we're going to pray and have a little celebration time with our children. They've been in vacation Bible school all week. And I tell you, this was a very serious week for them, because we were teaching on the Holy Ghost and how much we need the Spirit of the Lord alive in us. You know, I just want to challenge you as parents, as grandparents, as people who love children and maybe work in these capacities. You know, it's so amazing to me, because oftentimes we will teach our children so many things by the time they're five. And they can know sports, they can know this, that, and all kinds of things, and I have nothing against those things. But children have the ability to have a relationship with God even from their infancy. And I will tell you, those babies are aware of the Spirit of the Lord. And I tell you what, I pray for each and everyone that our children, our grandchildren, by the time they're 2 or 3 years old, are hallelujah, raising hands, and even filled with the Holy Ghost. 3, 4, 5, 6, it's not too old. And the sooner a child experiences God, the better off everybody is. Amen? So tonight, let's just worship and have a fervency for the fact that each one of you as adults have a right to influence children, even the unborn. There's a scripture that says Levi paid tithes when he was yet in Abraham's loins, not just in his mother's womb, but a father and a mother and parents and people, uncles, grandparents, people that love children. You have a right to influence lives out of who you are. Amen? So let's just be people that love God for more than just ourselves. And let's just rejoice in Him tonight. Amen?
Amen. Stand your feet with us tonight.
Choice, shouting my praises, you go before.
praise out on you. We worship your name tonight. God, you are holy. Holy Spirit, have your way in this house. Just rest on us tonight. God, you are so worthy. We lift you up. You're King of all kings, Lord of all lords, healer, deliverer, peace, joy, comfort. God, your restoration. God, you are all things to us. God, you are everything. And we pour our praise on you tonight. Thank you.
Hallelujah. We just exalt the name of the Lord and we just declare your glory, Father. Oh, we just thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are so amazing. Hallelujah. You are so good to us. Hallelujah. Lord God, you are so good to us, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for your loving kindness, Father. Lord, we just thank you for your, God, for your never failing love, God. Father, we thank you tonight that you know where we are at every moment. And Father, at every moment, Lord, I thank you that the Bible says that every day you release new mercies upon us, God. Every day you provide for us. Every day you are looking out for us. You are with us, God. You are confirming, God, your love and your ability to keep us, Father. Lord, this life truly is a journey, God. There's moments where we are filled with absolute confidence, God. There are moments of brokenness and mourning and even sad events, God. But Father, no matter what is going on, you are faithful. You are mighty. And Lord, I really hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, do not grow weary in well-doing. I hear you saying that though it may seem like I tarry, I am coming, and I will come in due season. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord. All things work together for good for those who love God according to his power and his purpose. And God is declaring over you tonight that he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is our provider. He's our God. He loves us and he's with us. And we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Woo. There is a presence of the Lord that comes without a doubt. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I thank God that he says that if we seek him, he will be found. I want to remind each and every one of us that Jesus himself, when he was on the earth, it was critical that no matter how much he had going on, there was times where he put himself into that environment where he could reach towards his God. There was times of prayer. In fact, when they came to find Christ, it's amazing because they knew where to look for him. They knew where they would find him. And I tell you what, those of us who are filled with the faith of the Lord ought to be people that are known where people can find us. Amen. Doing the things of God, setting ourselves for prayer, letting God be that portion of our life where he is in control. Amen.
And it's pretty ironic that we're standing in the middle of a speedway and you're talking about finishing your race.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You're talking about finishing your race in the midst of every adversity.
Amen.
Just finish your race.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, it's powerful because
we did have an accident up here already.
just a moment.
We had a collision. Yeah, Phil was trying to cheat.
No.
Between the girl and the boys offering, right? And so I was trying to save the money from not being cheated into the bucket, and Isaiah got caught up in it.
Yeah, I think there's more.
They
want.
They got it though. I lost.
Amen.
They got it in
there
the bucket.
There might be more to that story.
No, I was just helping the girls out. You were cheating.
I was not.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
No.
Yeah, I was helping the girls out. They said, if you're not 13 or older, you can't get. If you're 13 or younger, you can give. I said, okay. So I gave it to Mona's granddaughter.
Amen.
I said, okay. And then Phil gave it to Caleb. How old's Caleb?
Ah.
And how many days?
He'll be 14 in September.
So he's over 13. So it was cheating in the ranks, and I was trying to, and I tackled him, and I didn't get the money. He's a strong little boy.
Strong.
Let me just tell you that. He's strong.
He was winning the race for the prize. Amen.
Amen. But let me tell you, we came in here when they were all started and going and worshiping and getting into the things that they were going over today and the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you what, I had a little girl say, we're learning about the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues.
said, Amen.
That's awesome. Do you do it? She said, sometimes. I said, okay, well, I'm believing you're going to do it all the time.
Amen.
And she was excited about it.
Hallelujah.
And so I'm excited. I just love to walk in here and see this, and you feel the atmosphere
that
God brings for these kids. Mm-hmm. This is for these kids.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? And then he comes in here this strong, and it's for the kids. And we just commend Linda and Jared and all of the workers,
yes,
which they're downstairs. And so,
hard.
Yeah, we're going to bring, I think they're coming up. Are they ending our service like normal?
Yes.
Good. So we
they're
can thank them properly.
Our,
and
they're going to end our service tonight, and we're going to pray for children right up here.
Oh, I believe it. I believe they're going to receive it. Listen, we were praying as a worship team that these kids would go so filled up that we'd hear them speaking in tongues over the adults, that they'd just be so excited with the Holy Ghost and the infilling.
Amen.
And that he'd be so strong in them. You know, this isn't anything but an outward appearance, what do you call that? Of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Of a gift that we are given and the helper that's called alongside. So I'm excited.
Absolutely.
Okay. I do have to tell you that we do have we're starting back up our women's breakfast this Saturday at Henry's at 9, first Saturday of the month. So I want to come out and I want to do breakfast and I want to do all that, but I don't know, it's just on my heart to see what else you guys want to do. Do we want to do breakfast every week, every month? And if we do, that's fine. There's no wrong answer to this. Or do you want to do more? Do you want to do something different every month? You know, I thought about just one idea that I thought just is, you know, maybe going to the nursing homes and taking flowers out to the women and just speaking Christ into them and love into them for a little bit. And or just things like that. You know, what do we want to do? I want to make this what you want it to be. And so I'd like to talk about that. If you guys want to come with ideas or thoughts or whatever's on your heart, that would be great. And then we're going to start back up with the office hours the second Saturday of the month, 10 to 1 here. And if you need to meet with Pastor Phil, you can just get with me. That's the time for when you need to really have a long discussion with Pastor. Sometimes after services, there's a lot of people that want to talk to him and want him to pray for them. And so if you really just need that time with him, that uninterrupted time, those are the times that we want to have for you to set aside so that you can come in and you can just pour your heart out with no interruptions. Well, his interruptions, but you know, not the others. So if you want to do that, just come see me. We'll set you up a time. And then the third Saturday of the month is going to be our men's breakfast at 9 o'clock at Mount Victory. So we're just starting that all rolling again. And then August 18th. Kenton Kids Day.
Amen.
Amen.
It will be busy and it will be a great day. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know what? We're going to take up our normal offering for just a minute. Hallelujah. So tonight, if you have an offering ready that you want to bring to the Lord, you know, I think it's very critical for us to just make sure that what we do in our walk with God is not out of just religious ritual or just practice. Listen, we really, as people of God, in this time in which we're living, we need to make sure that everything we do about life is out of our relationship and out of the seriousness of our desire to fulfill the will of God in our. You know, there is a true need for us as people of God, you know, to really want to make sure that we're in unity with God and unity with the will of God and that we're in pursuit of him. You know, before I forget, if anybody can, tomorrow night at Botkins, they're having a service and Brother Tim Bagwell is going to be there preaching. And I tell you what, I just believe that that's going to be a powerful time in the Lord. I'm serious. So before I forget that, if you get a chance, and you have an open Friday night, you know, you want to do something different that is not just going out somewhere to a movie or dinner, hey, go to church. Hey. You know, it's really interesting to me because as Christians, I want us to know that we live in this world, but the Lord says that we're not of this world. Now listen, as people of God, there should be a difference about who you are. There should be a difference in your life. People should see a difference in your life. You know that it should be something that people would reach towards you when they're looking for God for help or for prayer. You should be known as a person of prayer, of faith, of love, of just those things that God can have people look to you for. Amen? Your life is important to the kingdom. What you do is important. And you know, whenever you give your offerings and things, I was looking around tonight, and I was just thankful because I want you to know, even these tires, someone gave those for us to use. But you know, the very fact that they knew that this stuff was coming to support a vacation Bible school, the very fact that they were willing to give something to be used, you understand that at every opportunity you can, when people reach towards God, it's an opportunity for salvation to touch their life. You know, I'm thinking of a time where my mother had a very serious issue that needed to be handled through the court system. And she had to go down to the law office and all that kind of stuff. And while she was down there, there was a man that just saw her. And she was talking, and he just came over to her, heard her story. And all of a sudden, he was the most profound lawyer in that area, and he was qualifying to be a judge. So for some reason, he just said, you know what? I've never done this before, he said, but I'm just going to do your case pro bono, is what they call it, gratis or whatever they say. He said, I'm just going to do your case. And he went in and he litigated her case, and they said, you know, he did a good job. But the other thing was, the guy he was that was on the other side of this, he had to be real careful because this guy was becoming the next judge. And he said, man, I didn't want to make him mad and make him lose a case. But here's what's so profound. First of all, think about my mom, a Christian all her life. She knows nothing about legal things whatsoever. And she's really at the mercy of the situation she never thought she would be in. And not only did God bring someone to help her, but it was almost like an unfair stacked deck. But you know what's so profound? People were talking about that guy because they said he has never, ever in his life done anything. Even when he met with other lawyers, he said, I'll meet with all three of you guys, but it's going to cost you $500 an hour. And they said, you're going to charge us? He said, yeah, the favor is I'm doing you in a big group, so it's not going to cost you as much. But that's just how he was. But the powerful thing is that after he was around my mother and heard her story, you know, he gave his life to the Lord. And I didn't, I didn't say this, but someone else said this. They said, you know, I was praying about that because it just didn't make sense. But the Bible, he said, I was reading how that Bible says that the Lord will bless those who bless you. And he said, I really believe that even though that man was in most ways very hostile and all this other stuff, they said, I believe that him doing something nice for a Christian opened his door to have an opportunity to be touched by God. And I believe that. So when you're giving tonight and when you're giving in the lives of others and you're being merciful towards people, remember that you are attaching people to the destiny of the kingdom. Amen? You are a source for God to use to touch lives. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I think about these children tonight, Father. More than up to and maybe even more than 50 of them a night at times, Father, coming into this place to be touched, to be transformed, God. Lord, to have moments that even years from now in their future, God, will cause them to turn toward you in their moments of need. Father, I just thank you for your provision, for your love. God, we thank you that, God, you give us promises of the word so that we can walk in your blessing, your power, and your authority. And we thank you, God, for your goodness on our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
He who was and is to come is the one who lives in us. Great I am, Yahweh. He who was and is to come is the one who lives in us. Great I am.
Lord, hallelujah, amen. Well, you know, I had to wear my little referee shirt tonight because with all this racing going on, I didn't know how much I'd have to mediate, hallelujah. But, amen, I know I didn't referee very well earlier. But, you know, as we are here tonight and as we're getting ready to have the children come up and share their experience and pray for them, You know, I just want to take a few minutes because the Bible says this. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23, "And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know you not that they which run a race run all?" In other words, when they run a race, they give their everything. "But one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." You know, when we look at this scripture, I want you to see several things here that I just want to deal with for just a couple minutes. Number one, I want you to understand something. That when people do events and efforts in life, you know what? People do it with their all. And they do it with an expectation of accomplishing something. And here's what I want you to know as a Christian. When we live this life for God, and we run, as it were, this race that we get to run in Jesus and in salvation as Christians, you know what? We need to give it our all. But as I sit here and I talk to you, I want you to understand something. That God would never have us embrace something that he did not also empower us and equip us to be successful in. And you know what I love about running the race within the kingdom is that, you know, in the world and in natural races, we run so that one person can come in first and that person can receive the biggest gift. But you know what's powerful about the real race of a lifetime? About the real journey that we're on with God? Nobody has to lose. Nobody gets a leftover gift. Nobody's coming in to receive anything little, whether they be first or whether they be last. I want to remind us that the Bible says that I thank God, you know, like the prodigal son, think about it. He had a brother that stayed in the house forever. Thank God he did. But here's what I want you to know. That in the race of a lifetime, in the pursuit of God, nobody loses. If we obtain heaven, listen, we have won the victory of all victories. Amen? And when we think about this tonight, I want you to realize something. That the Lord has given us and has equipped us to do what we do. You know, I was kind of thinking and praying for the children this week, and I thought about NASCAR and these fancy cars and how they get put tires on them and how they do this and do this to help them do what's done. But you know what? I want you to know something. Your Lord never leaves you short of what it takes for you to make it in life, no matter what moment we come into. I want us to understand something, that we are, as it were, in a fight of faith. We are in, as it were, a race to a destiny of fulfilling our purpose and at the end of it, receiving the crown of eternal life and receiving the goodness of what God has for us. And I just want to remind us here in the Bible what it says in the book of Romans. In the book of Romans, it says right here in verse 27, "And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Do you know that the Lord himself makes intercession for you? Do you realize that the Lord himself is making a way even when there seems to be no way? Listen, that's why when we run into the obstacles and the difficulties of life, we need to have a confidence that we can walk in the victory over every situation that comes into our life, because the Lord himself has already made a way for us. Amen? God will not leave us nor forsake us, and he has already made a way and released provision for us. It says this right here. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I want you to understand something. All things might not come into your life from the Lord. In fact, you are going to have opposition, difficulties, challenges. We're going to run into things in life that we never thought we were ever going to run into. But the Bible says all things, if we stay in unity with God, if we grab a hold of the empowerments that God has given us, faith, the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, prayer, the right to live under the wisdom of God. Listen, these promises, these commandments, these guidelines that God releases in our life by the word, I want us to understand something. All of these things are the equipping of the saints that they may always be victorious in life. You know, I was with someone last night and they said to me, they said, you know, one of the things that frustrates me more than anything or disappoints me more than anything is that when the Lord has laid out the truth and laid out sound doctrine, people today just want to twist it and turn it and bend it to try to get it to fit their circumstance. I want you to know, Christian, sometimes you got to release your circumstances and say no to things so that we can walk in the power of God. I want you to understand that the power of God is released so that you can have victory in everything and every situation. You know, I want us to really understand something. That the Lord is a Lord that supernaturally transforms and changes life. You know, when we read certain things in the Bible, these aren't just stories. These are actual moments where real people had their life transformed forever. And you know, the one thing that I'm really going to be pressing into us as we move forward is sound doctrine and the power of the Lord to truly transform and make a difference for us. We have seen miracles. We've seen miracles, physical, financial, and we've seen people break addictions off of themselves. We've seen people bound in suicide, getting set free, and all kinds of things. And it's time for us to really rejoice and celebrate the things of the Word of God. Christians need to restore themselves to a pursuit of God. Don't just think about things. Don't just let things exist. Pray! Wrap things in prayer. And not just a slight effort. You know, the Bible says that an urgent, a fervent prayer. That means that we really believe in our heart that God is real, he hears us, and he will do something on our behalf. You know, tonight in just a few minutes, we're going to have kids come up here. And we're going to worship with them. And then right here in front of everybody, we're going to pray for children that want to receive the Holy Ghost and let them get filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is exciting stuff. I want you to know something. That we as Christians ought to be excited about the supernatural and about the things of the kingdom of God. We should think it's neat to take time out and clear our schedule and say, hey, you know what? This Saturday or this morning or this evening, whatever that might be for you, no matter how busy I am, I'm going to clear my schedule. And guess what? I am going to be in an ordained moment of relationship with the very Lord who redeemed me from the curse of the law. Do we really on a daily basis believe, number one, and practice, number two, the fact that God not only will, but he desires to speak to us. Do we invite him in? Do we rely on him? Do we rest on him? Is the Lord a focus in our life? Have we set ourselves? When we have things and decisions that we need to be made, do we set them apart? Do we put them under the review of Scripture? And do we pray? And do we press in? And do we ask God what he has to say about them, what he wants to do with us in those situations? And do we believe that because we have him involved, we will receive an outcome? We will see something different. Because if we will live in pursuit of him, then he has a promise that no matter what is going on, in all things it will work out for our good according to his good will and purpose in our life. Amen? I tell you what, the Lord wants to be in the midst of you. The Lord wants you to create an atmosphere where he can visit and touch. You know, the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Ghost. And the Lord shows us different ways that we can arrange it to where God would love to come in and be amongst us. I want you to know that I know a great man of faith. And one time he said that he was up and he was kind of studying, but he also had the television on. And he said that he looked over and he caught a glimpse of an angel. And it's not like he had anything terrible on the television, but that angel just would not come into that room. And he said, man, I made sure that I never put myself in that position again. Why? Because I tell you what, whether we like it or not, we love people and we can have a lot of good things going on in our life, but there are times where we have to know that he is God. And we have to reverence him and honor him and give him time and seek him. And listen, there are times where we may have to battle to clear our mind. There are times where we may have the pressures of work and responsibilities and all these things. But I'm telling you, there are moments where we have to back away from everything that's the busyness of life and take ourselves, as it were, to that mountain place like the Lord did in Luke chapter 5, because it says that after he got away with God, he came down and the presence of the Lord was there to heal and set free. I'm telling you, you should experience the presence of the Lord, not just in church, but at other moments. I'm telling you that you have the power in you to stir up a relationship with God whereby which you know for a fact that he is with you. Amen? See, this is why sometimes I believe it's so important for us to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, that's why it says in the book of Romans that sometimes groanings and things will come out of us for infirmities and for situations when we know not how to pray. Amen? Listen, the Bible says that when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you edify yourself. You build yourself up. And God hears what you have to say. Amen? I will tell you that spiritual things are not something for us to be backwards about or for us to be afraid of. They are things for us to pursue, for us to explore, and for us to desire to know, God, how can this be involved in my life? And don't be fearful about the things of God. You know what the Bible says in the book of James? That if any of us lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask. And I promise you that God will answer you. He will come towards you, and he will move on your behalf. Amen? Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and he's powerful. And God says to us that if we are led of his Spirit, we are his children. And the Bible says that if we will be led of the Spirit of the Lord, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen? I want us to know something, that God himself has an expectation that as we are in him, in his presence and as his word is put into our life, we will receive a divine nature. We will see God's presence and power working in us and working on our behalf and doing what God declares that he will do. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are about ready to let these children come up and have them give us what they've experienced? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we almost ready? Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you something that I just want to read something here in Philippians chapter 3. Hallelujah. I just want to read something here in Philippians chapter 3. And it says this, verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God.
Thank you. Girls, drum roll, of 175 dollars and 60 items.